Genesis 1:10. And God saw that it was good. Moses here adds this divine commendation, although nothing was wrought beside the division of the waters, and the bringing out of waters a small particle of the earth. Now, above, at the most beautiful part of God's creation, this short divine commentary sentence was not added. Perhaps it was omitted as an intimation from God that He is more concerned about our habitation than about His own, and that He might, by such intimation, animate us to higher feelings of gratitude and praise. For we were not destined to exist in the air or in the heaven, but on earth, where we were appointed to support our life by meat and drink. Therefore, after God adorned the roof of man's habitation, namely, the heaven, and added the light, He now spreads its floor and makes the earth suitable for the dwelling service of men. This part of His work, God twice declares to be good on our account, by which He would intimate that we men form so great a part of His care, that He is desirous to assure us by such a twofold approbation of this portion of His creation work, wrought with so much care, that He would ever hold it under His peculiar protection, that He would grant it His perpetual presence, and would prevent our great enemy and our most certain death, the mighty water, from rushing in upon us. Beautifully, therefore, did God form, in the beginning, the foundation and roof of this house. Now, let us see how He furnished and garnished it.